This is round three in the open division of the 2021 NAQT Small School National Championship Tournament. This game pits Moravian Academy B from Pennsylvania against Mount Everest from California. Best of luck to both teams. Here is toss-up one. In 2017, this man became ordained so he could officiate the televised wedding of Maria Menounos in Times Square on New Year's Eve. In 2015, he accidentally announced the wrong winner of the Miss Universe pageant. That's Mount Everest, Yusuf.
Steve Harvey.
15 bonus. For 10 points each, answer the following about American illustrators. One of Norman Rockwell's covers for the Saturday Evening Post depicts this fictional woman eating a sandwich. In a World War II poster, this worker rolls up her sleeves and says, "We can do it."
Rosie the Riveter, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
We have our answer, Rosie the Riveter.
This man wrote and illustrated the children's books In the Night Kitchen and Where the Wild Things Are.
Maurice Sendak?
Go for it.
Okay, we have our answer, Sendak.
Rhyming couplets describe the violent deaths of 26 children in the Gashly Crumb Tinies, a book by this creator of bleak, old-fashioned black and white illustrations.
Anyone?
No.
Okay, we'll have answer? To go with... We have our answer, Smith.
Edward Gorey. So that's 20 points on the bonus. This is toss-up two. Ellingham diagrams, which are plots of the change in this quantity against temperature, can describe the relative stability of metal oxides. This quantity is equal to the change in enthalpy minus temperature times the change in entropy. Moravian, Sebastian.
Gibbs free energy.
15 bonus. Pencil and paper ready. A bag contains 2 red marbles, 3 blue marbles, and 5 green marbles. For 10 points each, what proportion of the marbles are red?
Our answer is 1/5.
What is the minimum number of marbles that must be drawn without replacement to be guaranteed of getting at least 1 green marble?
6.
Our answer is 6.
If 2 marbles are drawn without replacement, what's the probability that both of them are blue? You have 10 seconds.
6/90.
Okay, 1/90. What is it? 6/90.
I can't take that. I need 1/15. Has to be reduced. So that is 20 points. And this is toss-up 3. Early in this battle, James Archer was captured when the Iron Brigade overran Herbst's Woods. General John Reynolds died in this battle. The 20th Maine Regiment fought in this battle under the command of Joshua Chamberlain, who led a charge down Little Round Top. After the failure of Pickett's charge on this battle's Mount Everest, Schuyler.
Gettysburg?
For 10, your bonus. This king issued the 1290 Edict of Expulsion to remove all Jews from England. For 10 points each, name this king who ordered the construction of a series of castles to subdue conquered territories in Wales.
I guess it's...
What?
Answer?
Richard. Our answer is Richard.
Edward I. In August 1305, Edward's forces captured and executed this man who fought against the English in battles at Falkirk and Stirling Bridge.
Maybe Joan of Arc. I probably... Wait, no, this
answer?
Is... Man. Okay. Smith. We have our answer. Smith.
It's William Wallace. Wallace fought for the freedom of this kingdom, which is separated from England by the River Tweed.
Scott?
Yeah.
Okay, we have our answer, Scotland.
That's 10 points. Toss up 4. In 1715, this painting was moved, causing 2 figures on its left side to be trimmed off. Decades after its completion, an unknown artist added a shield bearing 18 names. On its right side, a man plays a yellow drum next to a dog. A dead chicken hangs from the belt of a brightly lit woman in this painting. Pikes and muskets surround Franz Banning Koch in, for 10 points, what painting of a Dutch militia by Rembrandt? Moravian, Yee.
The Night Watch.
For 10, your bonus. The namesake features of this national park include a red sandstone landmark described as delicate. For 10 points each, name this national park containing thousands of the namesake geographic features, which were formed by many years of erosion.
Yeah.
Our answer is arches.
The delicate arch is depicted on the license plates of this beehive state, which also contains the Bonneville Salt Flats and Zion National Park.
Our answer is Utah.
This biblically named town is just outside Arches National Park and the nearby Canyonlands National Park.
Babylon?
Answer.
Our answer is Babylon.
Moab. 20 points. Does anybody know Nancy Mullen? Toss up 5. This character's death from starvation prompts his former employer to exclaim, "Ah, humanity," as that is Moravian, ye.
Bartleby the Scrivener.
15, bonus. This novel's title character swallows arsenic when she is unable to pay her debts. For 10 points each, name this novel whose title character has unsatisfying affairs with Rodolphe Boulanger and Léon Dupuis.
Our answer is Madame Bovary.
Emma Bovary is married to a doctor with this first name who mourns Emma's Charles. Death even after discovering Charles. A letter proving her infidelity.
Charles? Our answer is Charles.
Madame Bovary was the debut novel of this French realist author.
Our answer is Flaubert.
That is all 30. Toss up 6. This East Coast city contains the Berklee College of Music. Early in life, Mount Everest, Ben.
Austin.
15, bonus. For 10 points each, answer the following about the work of Immanuel Kant. Kant's Critique of Practical Reason deals with this branch of philosophy that discusses the nature of morality.
Ethics? Okay, we have our answer, ethics.
The Critique of Pure Reason puts forth Kant's transcendental form of this doctrine, which argues that reality cannot be separated from our perception of reality.
The name of it.
Monism?
Answer?
We have our answer, monism?
Idealism. Kant's Critique of Judgment discusses judgments described by this adjective in which things are judged according to their ends. The argument for design for the existence of God is sometimes designated by this adjective.
Teleological, I think.
Go for it.
Answer.
Okay, we have our answer, teleological.
That's 20. Toss up 7. A woman born into this family unsuccessfully demanded that her son dismiss a powerful advisor on the Day of the Dupes. Another woman from this family instigated violence against the Huguenots during the regency of her son, Charles IX. The kings Henry II and Henry IV of France were respectively married to women named Marie and Catherine, who were members of, for 10 points, Mount Everest, Kate.
The Medici.
10, bonus. For 10 points each, answer the following about reaction rates. If the mechanism of reaction is known, the reaction rate will correspond to the rate of this step, which is the slowest step in the mechanism.
The rate determining step?
Yes.
Okay, we have our answer, the rate determining step.
This term describes a substance that increases reaction rate without being consumed.
A catalyst?
Catalyst, yeah.
Okay, we have our answer, catalyst.
The ratio of a reaction's forward rate constant to the reaction's reverse rate constant is equal to what quantity?
Equilibrium constant?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't remember this
answer.
One, yeah, go ahead.
We have our answer, equilibrium constant.
All 30, toss up 8. Carl Gauss's Eureka theorem is that any positive integer can be written as the sum of at most 3 of these numbers. Mount Everest, Skylar.
Prime numbers.
Neg 5, sorry. These numbers solve the handshake problem. The consecutive pairs of these numbers add up to perfect squares. The nth of these numbers is given by the formula 1/2 n times the quantity n plus 1. 1, 3, 6, and 10 are the first of, for 10 points, what number named for dots arranged into a particular shape? Moravian, Theo.
Arithmetic?
No, these are triangular numbers. Triangular numbers. So that is nothing there. We move to toss up 9. This author included many variations on the phrase, "The woods shall to me answer and my echo ring," in his poem, Epithalamion, which celebrated his marriage to Elizabeth Boyle. He invented a namesake 9-line stanza in an epic poem that describes the defeat of a dragon by the Red Cross Knight. For 10 points, what author represented Elizabeth I as the monarch Gloriana in his allegorical poem, The Fairy, that is Moravian, ye?
Spencer.
For 10, your bonus. After being widowed, this country's Saint Xenia gave away all her possessions and became a holy fool. For 10 points each, in this country where people resisting the reforms of Patriarch Nikon in the mid-1600s were called the Old Believers.
I think it's
answer?
Britain.
Our answer is Britain.
Russia. During Nikon's reforms, most Russians belonged to this Christian church led by the Patriarch of Constantinople.
Orthodox.
An earlier Russian holy fool was this saint known as the Blessed. A Moscow cathedral with many onion domes is named for this man.
Peter. St. Basil's cathedral.
So that is 10 points, and this is toss-up 10. In 2020, a U.S.-born resident of this country named Cynthia Ritchie accused a former interior minister of sexual assault. This country is led by a centrist party called the Movement for Justice, or Tehreek-e-Insaf. This nation, that's Mount Everest, Yusuf.
Pakistan.
15 bonus. For 10 points each, identify these rap artists who name-dropped fashion designer Alexander Wang. This rapper described a woman who wears Alexander Wang shoes in the 2013 song Fashion Killa. He's part of a mob of similarly named rappers.
Got a guess one?
I'm not going to know this.
Answer.
We have our answer, 50 Cent.
ASAP Rocky. In a guest verse on Justin Timberlake's song Suit and Tie, this hip-hop mogul refers to buying Alexander Wang outfits for his wife, Beyonce.
Jay-Z.
Okay, we have our answer, Jay-Z.
This Georgia rapper mentioned Alexander Wang on a 2013 collaboration with Pharrell titled Feds Watching. In 2020, he competed in a versus battle with Rick Ross.
Georgia rapper can be 50 Cent, right?
Go for it. Know.
Answer?
50 Cent is our answer.
It's 2 Chainz.
Okay.
2 Chainz. So that's 10 on the bonus, and that's the half. We'll get a halftime score check. The score is 150 for Mount Everest, 130 for Moravian Academy B. This is going to be toss-up 11. Good luck, everyone. A historical event in this U.S. state is the main subject of Warriors Don't Cry, a memoir written by Melba Petillo Beals. Edwin Walker's 101st Airborne Division entered this state after Governor Orville Faubus dispatched the Moravian Sebastian.
Arkansas.
15, bonus. For 10 points each, answer these questions about the stars known as Cepheid variables, whose luminosities vary. Cepheids exhibit a logarithmic relationship between their luminosity and what quantity, which is the time between one maximum and the next?
Amplitude? Period?
Sure. Answer is period.
What Harvard astronomer discovered the period-luminosity relationship in 1908 after she studied thousands of nearby variable stars?
Our answer is Smith.
Henrietta Swan Leavitt. Before Leavitt's discovery, the best way to measure distance to stars was what method of observing the shift in a star's apparent location from different observation points?
Stargazing?
Answer?
Triangulation, I don't know.
Just say that.
No answer. It's parallax. Parallax. So that is 10 points on the bonus. This is toss up 12. The Hospitality of Abraham is the alternate title of an artwork with this name that is definitively attributed to Andrei Rublev. This is the name of a river that passes through Fort Worth and Dallas. Kenneth Bainbridge oversaw deployment of the Gadget in New Mexico during a 1945 nuclear test with this Mount Everest, Ben.
Trinity.
The Trinity test for 10, your bonus. For 10 points each, answer the following about musical works known as Pathétique. The Pathétique piano sonata was composed by this man who also composed a piano sonata nicknamed Passionata.
Beethoven. Yeah, it's definitely that. We have our answer, Beethoven.
This Russian composer's sixth symphony is called Pathétique. He composed a waltz of the snowflakes in his ballet, The Nutcracker.
Tchaikovsky. We have our answer, Tchaikovsky.
In Tchaikovsky's Pathétique symphony, this instrument plays a solo melody with an impossibly quiet dynamic marking of six P's.
It might be a French horn. Have our answer, French horn.
It's a bassoon. So that is 20 points, and this is toss-up 13. These substances can be confined in a stellarator. The effective tension of magnetic field lines is the restoring force for low-frequency oscillations in these substances known as Alvain waves. The interiors of stars and lightning are examples of these highly... Mount Everest, Ben.
Plasma.
10, bonus. For 10 points each, name these religious movements founded in the U.S. Ellen White helped found this Protestant sect, which evolved out of the Millerite movement. It claims God is performing an investigative judgment on believers.
Jehovah's Witnesses, maybe?
Go for it.
Answer?
Okay, we have our answer, Jehovah's Witnesses.
Seventh-day Adventists. This movement believes in the existence of a mysterious spaceship called the Mother Wheel. It organized the Million Man March in 1995.
The Nation of Islam.
Okay, we have our answer, Nation of Islam.
Lawrence Wright's 2013 book, Going Clear, criticizes this movement founded by L. Ron Hubbard. It's popular among many celebrities.
Scientology. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have our answer, Scientology.
That is 20 points. And toss up 14. This character fakes a headache to summon a fraudulent holy woman, whom he then stabs to death. The adventures of this character were supposedly narrated to Antoine Galland by a storyteller from Aleppo. This character marries the princess Badrul Badr. A ring and a lamp can find two spirits who help this man. For 10 points, name this man who receives assistance from that Moravian Yi.
Aladdin.
10 bonus. Plate tectonics vindicates a 1912 hypothesis by this scientist. For 10 points each, name this German who originated the theory of continental drift.
Alfred Wegener.
Answer?
Our answer is Alfred Wegener.
In his book, The Origin of Continents and Oceans, Wegener used the German term Urkontinent for this supercontinent that existed until the early Mesozoic era.
Yeah, I think our answer is Pangaea.
Wegener speculated on this process, later described by Harry Hess, in which magma emerging at mid-ocean ridges generates new crust. Answer.
Vulcanation.
No answer.
Seafloor spreading. 20 points, toss up 15. In one story, this man locks up the seer Polyidus, who subsequently uses knowledge gained from snakes to resurrect this man's son, Glaucus. With his half-brother Aeacus and his brother Rhadamanthus, this man was one of the judges of the dead in the Greek underworld. This man's wife Pasiphae mated with a bull, leading to the birth of that is Mount Everest, Skylar.
Minos?
10 bonus. This river's namesake crocodile is critically endangered after being hunted for its skin in the early 20th century. For 10 points each, name this major river of Venezuela.
Caracas or something? I don't know.
Caracas?
Answer?
We have our answer, Caracas.
It's the Orinoco. The Orinoco has the world's largest deposits of this resource, which is Venezuela's primary export. It can be refined into gasoline.
Oil. Yeah, my answer, oil.
To the south, the Orinoco is connected to this largest left tributary of the Amazon via the naturally forming Casiquiare Canal.
Anyone?
Tributary of Amazon.
Answer?
Peru River.
No answer. It's the Rio Negro. The Rio Negro. So that's 10 points on the bonus. This is toss-up 16. Members of this organization perform sunset ceremonies and show off their skills in an event called the Musical Ride. In 2014, this organization stopped a shooter on Parliament Hill. A precursor to this organization was created by Prime Minister John Macdonald, who wanted a force to patrol the Northwest Territories. Red serge tunics are worn by members of, for 10 points, what federal police force of Canada? Mount Everest, Kate.
Mounted Rockies.
No penalty. Moravian, Sebastian.
Mounties?
Just Mounties for 10, your bonus. This author described a secret compound owned by an extraordinarily wealthy family in his novella, The Diamond as Big as the Ritz. For 10 points each, name this author of the story collection Flappers and Philosophers.
Fitzgerald. Our answer is Fitzgerald.
In this story from Flappers and Philosophers, Marjorie goads the title character into a drastic change of coiffure.
Bernice bobs her hair.
Yeah, Bernice. Our answer is Bernice.
No, you stopped. I'm sorry. It's I was checking to make sure I couldn't prompt you on just that. It's Bernice bobs her hair, but you just gave me Bernice and then stopped. I'm sorry. This Fitzgerald novel describes the jazz age era parties of an enigmatic millionaire who is friends with Nick Carraway.
Our answer is The Great Gatsby.
That is 20. Toss up 17. These animals were the main inspiration for bat-winged creatures called Prinnies in the Disgaea video games. Roy and Silo, Mount Everest, Skylar.
Penguins.
15, bonus. For 10 points each, answer the following about economic demand curves. If the demand curve is graphed with the x-axis as the quantity of the good demanded, the y-axis represents this quantity for the good.
Price.
Yeah.
We have our answer, price.
The demand curve is almost always negatively shaped. This corresponding curve, representing a good's availability, almost always has a positive slope.
Supply. Yeah. We have our answer, supply.
This term refers to how much the demand for a good is affected by changes in the good's price. A value of 1 for this quantity represents unitary demand.
Elasticity.
Go for that.
Okay. We have our answer, elasticity.
That is 20 points. Toss up 18.
Hey, wait, hold on, hold on. It should be 30, right?
Yeah, that was
all three.
They did get all three. They did get all three. I'm sorry. That is 30 points.
Just
30 points. That is fine. Sorry, guys.
It's a close game. Had to make sure.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody ready to go? Give me a thumbs up. All right. Toss up 18. Good luck, everyone. Odontophil numbering is sometimes used on these diagrams, with lower numbers corresponding to more recent times. Incomplete penetrance complicates the analysis of these diagrams, which allows for the creation of linkage maps. A half-filled Moravian, Theo.
Gene-naps.
Say that again, please.
Gene-naps.
Don't say anything. Neg 5. A half-filled circle in one of these diagrams indicates that a female is a carrier. For 10 points, name these charts used in genetics to show a person's ancestry or an animal's breeding. Mount Everest, Kate.
I'd agree.
For 10. Your bonus. For 10 points each, answer the following about politician Gary Hart. Hart managed the 1972 presidential campaign of George McGovern, who lost the race to this Republican incumbent.
Nixon. We have our answer, Nixon.
After managing the McGovern campaign, Hart was elected to the Senate from this state. Hart's former seat is now held by Michael Bennett.
Colorado.
Oh, Colorado. Colorado. Okay, we have our answer, Colorado.
Allegations of infidelity caused Hart to drop out of the Democratic primary for this year's presidential election, with the eventual nominee, which the eventual nominee, Michael Dukakis, lost to George H.W. Bush.
1988.
Yeah, okay. We have our answer, 1988.
All 30. Toss up 19.
Mm-hmm.
This country's capital contains the East Tikal Mosque, whose dome is 45 meters in diameter to represent this country's 1945 Proclamation of Independence. 72 statues of the Buddha surround this country's temple complex of Borobudur. This country has the largest population of Muslims in the world. It's only Hindu, Mount Everest, Yusuf.
Indonesia.
10, bonus. This man was mistakenly declared dead soon after his 2012 conviction for killing protesters in Tahrir Square. For 10 points each, name this former Egyptian dictator who actually died in February 2020.
Mubarak. We have our answer, Mubarak.
Mubarak was toppled during the series of 2011 protests that swept North Africa and the Middle East and brought down regimes in Tunisia and Libya.
Arab Spring. We have our answer, the Arab Spring.
In 2016, bank accounts tied to Mubarak were connected to Mossack Fonseca, a now defunct wealth management firm that was based in this country.
The Deutsche Bank one?
Would that be the
answer?
We have our answer, Germany.
No, it's Panama. That was part of the Panama Papers scandal. Mm-hmm. So that is 20 points. And this is toss up 20, toss up the last. In a midrash, this person uses the controversial law of Eshet Yefat Toar to marry Ma'aka. This man feigned insanity to escape from King Achish and spent time in the wilderness of Ziph. The prophet Nathan rebuked this son of Jesse for that's Mount Everest, Ben.
David.
15, bonus. This device, invented in 1929, was the most powerful particle accelerator until the invention of the cyclotron. For 10 points each, identify this device that produces high-voltage electricity. This device is named for the physicist of Dutch descent who invented it.
Is it Hadron? I don't know.
Answer.
I don't know. We have our answer, Hadron.
It's the Van de Graaff generator. Van de Graaff generators use this effect in which a material becomes charged via contact with another material. This effect is responsible for static cling.
Induction?
Go for it.
Yes.
We have our answer, induction.
It's the triboelectric effect. A Van de Graaff generator has two comb-shaped examples of these components. An electrochemical cell has two of these, called the anode and cathode.
Holes? Wait, no, not what? Holes.
Nodes?
Answer?
Nodes, yeah, that makes sense.
We have our answer, nodes.
It's an electrode. So nothing on the bonus. We'll get a final score.
360 Mount Everest, 210 Moravian Academy B. Right, so
360 Mount Everest, 210 Moravian Academy. We can't do it in person, so let me see some handshakes and good games over cameras, please.